T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And here we are on not just a Thursday, day one of the NCAA tournament. And as upsets happen and as buzzer beater occurs, we will go right to our score desk to keep you posted, and you will find out firsthand how screwed your bracket is. We'll update you throughout the day. Bed Tiki will join the show in 2.5 hours. But yesterday, as we were signing off, little did I know what this would turn into. And that is Shohei Ohtani, Major League Baseball, Shohei's former interpreter, and a potential gambling scandal in Major League Baseball. And there are a lot of aspects of this that we will get into. But I will tell you right now the number one thing that's on my mind, and it should be on my mind, and it should be on all of our minds. I love Major League Baseball. I don't trust Major League Baseball. I don't trust Major League Baseball from the way they handled the steroid scandal many decades ago. I don't trust Major League Baseball from the way they then reacted to it years later. I don't trust Major League Baseball from the Houston Astros cheating scandal. I don't trust Major League Baseball on a lot of things. And so when I hear late last night that MLB is not even investigating Shohei Ohtani, we got nothing to see here. Now, I'm not telling you Ohtani's guilty of anything, because we don't know. What we know is that we saw a story change within 12 hours from a fired interpreter. But for MLB to say, I think we're all right, we got nothing to see here, I don't trust you. And I don't think anybody should trust Major League Baseball. And that's one of the many things that causes my antenna to go up on this whole story.
But why? Because you think that there's a conspiracy to protect Shohei Ohtani, the crown jewel of Major League Baseball, the face of Major League Baseball, the $700 million man? Is that why MLB is not doing this? Is that what you're intimating?
I'm just asking questions, Tiki.
here's the reality.
Go ahead.
Shohei Ohtani has not yet been implicated in anything. It's his interpreter, Ippei Muzuhara, who has not only admitted to what is being accused of him, but the FBI has been investigating, or not the FBI, there's a federal investigation, it probably is the FBI, is investigating him. So right now, the only thing that Shohei Ohtani is, according to his lawyers, and he hasn't said anything, so you have to go by what his lawyers say, is a victim. He's a victim of, quote, massive theft.
That's what they're telling us, Tiki.
Of course, but that's all we know right now.
So Major League Baseball just takes the word of Ohtani's lawyers who flipped their story in 24 hours and say, hey, nothing to see here?
I gotta believe.
He wired $4.5 million to an illegal gambling ring to pay off a debt. Whether it was Ohtani's debt or his interpreter's debt, I don't know. But yeah, he wired $4.5 million to an illegal bookmaker.
Okay, so
it came from Shohei Ohtani's name and Shohei Ohtani's bank account. Is that not true?
That is true.
Okay.
But is there such thing as a joint bank account? Are there ways that this could have, I don't know, been proxied in some way? Of course. But we don't know that yet. So the Major League Baseball, I think, is prudently waiting till more information comes out before they jump to conclusions, accuse and label Shohei Ohtani as a gambler and all the implications that come with that. And right now, what we do know is that Shohei Ohtani has not been implicated in betting of any kind, right? Not on his team, not on baseball, really not on anything. There is no report in the two articles that have been written that have said Shohei Ohtani bet on X, Y, or Z, including and not limited to baseball. Mm-hmm. If that's correct. So what should Major League Baseball be doing then?
You just laid out a lot of questions and uncertainty. I want to make it clear. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened. None of us knew what happened.
So how can Major League Baseball react?
Because the only... No, I'm not saying to react. I'm saying to investigate. I'm not saying to react.
Well, how do we know they're not?
Because word came from MLB last night. There's no active investigation. Mm-hmm. You should start one immediately. That's what I'm saying. I don't have the answer on what Ohtani did. I'm sure a lot of people are going to speculate today, and we're going to try to connect dots, and we're going to say, oh, he deferred all that money. I wonder why. Maybe he was being protected. Maybe he had people saying, you know what, Ohtani gave up. I don't know. I'm not afraid to tell you I don't know, but the only way to find out is by investigating. And the other thing that scares me, and there's a reason I brought this up at the top of the show, is some institutions have our trust.
Mm-hmm.
Some institutions we believe in. Some other institutions we do not. Major League Baseball has shown us over the many decades, and I say this as a customer of Major League Baseball, as a lover of Major League Baseball, as someone that roots as hard as anybody for the success of the sport I love. What they have shown me over the last few decades is that they don't take these things seriously until they're publicly embarrassed. Huh. They never investigated steroids until they were embarrassed in front of the United States Congress. They never investigated the Astros, even though teams questioned what was going on, until they were called out by a whistleblower and an active player in Mike Fiers. This is how baseball operates. So as a baseball fan, mm-hmm. I'm going to be the first to sound the alarm and say, I don't trust them. I don't trust Rob Manfred. I don't trust MLB. I don't trust MLB Network. Are you not supposed to be a news agency? Are you going to cover this story? Or are you going to break down the back of the Met rotation and how Daniel Bednar's health is? Like, I love baseball, but this is a baseball story.
I don't actually...
Are baseball writers going to discuss it? Or are we just going to allow out whatever they tell us is true?
I am sure that baseball writers are going to cover this.
Some are, the good ones.
I am not sure that MLB Network is a news network. It is a entertainment network.
So we're not going to cover the biggest story
just
in baseball.
Just like NFL Network is an entertainment network. It just like CBS, or not even CBS, that's a wrong example. Like... HBO is an entertainment network. Maybe they have some people on their roster that would cover news, but as a whole, it's an entertainment network.
What does that mean?
I'm telling you, it's not their job to news report this.
They should. I disagree.
I disagree.
It's the biggest story in baseball right now.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's not the biggest story in baseball. The Padres beating the Dodgers in game two in Seoul.
I just don't see it that way for Major League, for MLB Network. I get what you're saying. Yes, they should. Like, should they be talking about this? Sure. But they're not a news network. Right, this is a news story.
No, they're a network of Major League Baseball, and this is a Major League Baseball scandal.
And who owns it?
Exactly. The corrupt group that no one trusts. They do not trust. I do not trust them. I don't think I'm saying anything that's not unworthy of the truth here. I don't trust them. Hey, Yankee fans, I'm talking to you guys. Do you trust them? Did they investigate the Astros fully? Do we know about the buzzers in 2019? Or did they tell us just move along now? That's what they do. They've got the biggest star in baseball. And the first response is, there's no investigation, which is code for move along. There's nothing to see here.
There's no investigation yet.
Well, there better be.
I'm sure there will be. But there's also a federal investigation going on. And what more are they going to learn that, let's say it's the FBI. The FBI is not going to find out.
Can I tell you the difference in my opinion?
What can they do that the FBI can't do?
Okay, so
Ohtani is not going to... He's not going to speak. He's not going to have, I don't know, a sit down with Major League Baseball.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Without his lawyers present, and he's likely going to get a no comment. It's an ongoing federal investigation.
Okay,
there's tons of attorney-client privilege. There's tons of, like, we can't talk about this until the FBI finishes their investigation. I'm talking about from Ohtani's side. So what are you going to get? Like, what are you going to investigate?
I want to answer that. So I think those are two different investigations. Because what Major League Baseball needs to look into is not the crimes that may have been committed. They need to look into the integrity of the game crimes. They need to make sure that the face of this sport did not gamble. They need to make sure the face of this sport, I'll give you another thing, even if he didn't gamble, didn't supply information to somebody that clearly was gambling.
But how would you possibly prove or disprove that?
There's a lot of things you can't prove or disprove, but if you're MLB, so it's still important to find out.
So all you can do is state it and besmirch one of your superstars without having any proof.
No, you have to find the proof. I understand that I am not convicting Shohei Ohtani of anything, Tiki. Mm-hmm. What I am doing is saying they need to investigate this fully because there are so many ways this can turn that's bad for baseball. Do I have a guess on how this is going to turn? Absolutely not. I am not telling you Ohtani's guilty because I have no freaking idea. None of us do. Now, we may all do our little fan fiction game and create what we think happened. I don't know. But here's what I do know. They need to find out. They need to find out quickly if the face of this sport was A, gambling, was B, giving information to a guy that was gambling. And I don't want to hear that his interpreter is saying, well, I never bet on baseball. That is a crock of crap. Well, and I'll tell you how I know that. He was in, if we're going to believe the story that he was in debt and needed to wire $4.5 million, and he was unfortunately, and I hate to use the term, a degenerate gambler, but he was only touching the NBA, and he was only touching college football, and he was desperate, and he was down millions and millions of dollars. You're telling me a guy that desperate wouldn't bet on the sport he has access to? Wouldn't bet on the sport in which he interprets for the best player in all the baseball?
I mean,
where he's in the locker room every day? We're supposed to believe that hunk of garbage?
But I could easily argue the converse to that, which is why, despite all of his massive gambling debts, would he touch the golden goose? Like, why would he try to get into the space?
Desperation.
But your boy, and apparently they were best friends.
Yeah.
Your boy just signed the richest contract in the history of professional sports, $700 million. And he trusts you with everything. When he was sick, he went out and bought him soup or whatever the heck he did. He did everything for him. He was his valet. He was his interpreter. His buddy. Why would he go mess with the thing that could get them both in the most trouble?
Desperation.
I don't see desperation.
Look, we're trying to
figure... Like, we're talking about $4.5 million.
Yeah.
That's what allegedly was stolen. But when you think about that relative to Shohei Ohtani's worth and future net worth, it is a drop in the bucket. It's nothing. And we're talking about his contract. Forget. Think about his net worth in advertising and everything else. I mean, it's well over $1 billion probably. So to me, it just doesn't make sense for them to undermine the most important thing in this whole equation, and that's Shohei Ohtani's baseball credibility. So why would they do that?
You're asking a lot of whys, and I agree. There's a lot of questions that need to be asked, and MLB needs to figure it out. And here's the question every baseball fan has to ask themselves, and I don't think this is hyperbole when I say this. While I don't know what Ohtani did, and hopefully we will find out if he did anything wrong, this has the potential to make the Houston Astros look like minor league. This has potential to make the steroid era look like absolutely nothing. We talked about this with the NFL. The thing that can bring down sports in the biggest way possible is gambling, is having the integrity of your sport affected. Now, I don't know if we're going to run it up to the top of the flagpole and it's going to get there, but if you're Major League Baseball, you need to find out. This sport of Major League Baseball should know its history. The thing that killed baseball before it was ever really a thing was the Black Sox of 1919. Mm-hmm. It almost killed the sport. It got saved by Babe Ruth. That's history that they should know.
Of course.
And what killed it was the integrity of the game. Right now, without knowing the facts, none of us do yet. That's why I'm saying MLB just needs to find out, and they better find out quick. You have the biggest name in the sport attached to gambling. That's what you have. Now, it could turn out to be nothing. It could turn out to be Ohtani being a nice guy and just being dumb and too loyal. It could turn out to Ohtani gambling, but never on baseball. It could turn into a lot of things that don't rise to the level of what I'm describing. But be careful, MLB, because if it rises to the extreme level, your sport could die.
Yeah, but
that's the thing that can bring any sport down, including the NFL.
But right now, reason has to prevail. You can't be hurried rush to judgment. You can't.
I'm not judging.
But the excitement that people are feeling about this, it's almost this, I don't know, it's almost like you're hoping the worst happens
because it creates
chaos.
No, I do not want that.
But here's the reality. Shohei Ohtani himself has not been accused of a thing other than being associated with Aipei Mizuhara, who gambled, had a massive gambling debt, and who knows if he tried to help his friend out, or they had a joint account, or who knows, whatever happened. The federal investigation will get to the bottom of that. And then MLB will have the information they have to go forward and do whatever punishment needs to be handed down. Right now, Shohei Ohtani is not implicated in gambling. Therefore, Major League Baseball has no reason to investigate or suspend him. Currently,
I said they have to investigate him, though.
Or find him or do whatever. Or even investigate him. Because right now, he's... He is a victim of a crime, according to his lawyers. Listen to what I'm saying. A victim of a crime, according to his lawyers. Whether or not you believe that or not, it doesn't matter. That's what Major League Baseball is facing right now. And so, I applaud them for taking patience and having prudence going forward with this, as opposed to rushing in and saying Shohei Ohtani did something wrong and we're going to investigate him, because it gives the implication of guilt even if he did nothing.
It's not about the implication of guilt. It's about making sure you know what the hell went on. I don't think I'd feel the same way if the story didn't change as quickly as it did. The story went from Mizuhara doing a 90-minute interview with ESPN where he told a story of, hey, I was gambling, I had a major debt, and my good friend Shohei Ohtani bailed me out, which explains why the $4.5 million were wired to this gambling ring. Right. And then it changed. And then all of a sudden it went to, I had no idea. And it went to, I don't know how this happened. That change, that cover up, whatever you want to call it, that's what's causing all of our eyeballs to jump all over the place and say, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, but you're also, when you talk about desperation, you're not talking about Shohei Ohtani being desperate. You're talking about Aipei being desperate.
Yes.
Right? So when you're desperate, you will do and say anything.
That may be the case. And Tiki, I hope, because I love this sport, I hope that Shohei Ohtani had no involvement in gambling, had no involvement on betting, and really was just bailing out his friend and maybe did it in a sloppy way. Mm-hmm. I hope that's the result. I do. But I don't know. And we should not be afraid to say we don't know. MLB doesn't know. And all I'm asking for is not to suspend Shohei Ohtani. I have not suggested that, or fine Shohei Ohtani, or pull him out of the lineup, or anything like that. What I'm asking is for a sport I love to do something they haven't done, and that's earn our trust back.
Mm-hmm.
We don't trust Major League Baseball. Hey, Yankee fans out there, you trust Major League Baseball?
No.
Hey, Met fans, do you trust Major League Baseball? Billy Epler, if you're listening out there. Hey, Billy. Remember Billy? He lost his job for illegal IL stints. Ask him if he trusts Major League Baseball. Ask the players. Hey, do you trust Major League Baseball? Ask all the steroid users and non-steroid users of the late 90s as Bud Selig didn't bat an eye when he knew exactly what was going on. Ask them, do you trust Major League Baseball? There is a lack of trust that many of us have for this sport. And why that sucks is on a day like today where you may be right, Tiki, there may not be anything there. We don't trust the institution to get it right. And that's why for anyone who has their eyes wide open, like, oh, yeah, I want chaos. This is great. Bring down Ohtani. It brings down the sport. Do you love baseball? Or is this just about hating the Dodgers because we're jealous we didn't get great players? It's not about that. It's about the integrity of this sport. And I wish I trusted Rob Manfred. I wish I trust those suits in Major League Baseball's offices. I don't. So until I hear there's an active investigation, until I hear that they're actually digging to find out, hey, was the greatest player in the world involved in any kind of illegal gambling? I don't trust them. And to me, of all the things we'll get into surrounding Ohtani, that's my biggest fear.
I hear you.
Thank you, Sean.
I loved it. By the way, one more issue I have with Ohtani.
Go ahead.
Oh, God.
No, God. Because I get what you're saying, Tiki. He is, as of now, a victim. Today, I'm sorry. In the wake of all of this, Japanese media there, you can't have security guard his locker. Nobody be allowed to speak to him walking away from that Soul Series today.
But you got
to
realize, there is a potential major crime happening around or to him. You cannot speak to the media.
Not even a one-sentence statement? There's an investigation going on?
Not a thing.
But
not
in public,
a thing.
But public perception looks like he's dodging serious questions.
Public perception means jack. How you are legally protected means everything. And in the United States, even though he's not here right now, flying back from Korea, you are innocent until proven guilty. Therefore, you don't say a word until you have to. Right now, he doesn't have to. Because everybody's presuming his guilt. I'm sure we're going to get half of these calls. Shohei Ohtani's a cheater. He's the worst thing that ever happened to Major League Baseball. Yada, 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 XYZ. He's Pete Rose. Trust me, he's not Pete Rose. He has not been accused of anything. The only thing he is currently is a victim. When Major League Baseball gets more details, I'm sure we'll get more from Major League Baseball. But this happened less than 24 hours ago, at least in our minds, even though this investigation from a federal standpoint has been going on for a while now. And it's how some leaks started getting pushed out, which led to the Los Angeles Times story, and I forget what the other ESPN story. So we know that this has been happening for a minute. Major League Baseball is probably, just like all of us, just finding out.
We will get to your calls on this, 877-337-6666. Bad Tiki will join the show at 4:30. I don't even really want to talk about it, but Tiki Barber is insisting on one certain baseball topic that we must address today. Because Tiki Barber wants to dance on all of us. He wants to spike a football on my head, on Licata's head, on everyone's head. And that was the performance by Yoshinobu Yamamoto in his major league debut earlier today.
I will save my I told you so's.
We are coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Sean talked about Ohtani dodging the media today, and I understand Tiki's response that he can't say anything. I want you to imagine this happening here in New York City.
I want
you to imagine Ohtani the Yankee or Ohtani the Met. We'll respond to that. All right, proud of my beard today. The second to last day of coloring my beard, Tiki. It is green and blue, and I'm representing the two local schools that are playing in the NCAA tournament today. The blue is for the Peacocks of St. Peter's, and the green is for my Wagner Seahawks. And so that's what the blue and green represents. I'm being very, not patriotic. What's it called?
Your?
Yeah, your.
Supportive? It's your Wagner?
I'm very supportive. Yeah, local teams, baby. Let's go.
He's supporting local. That's what you do.
I'm very local today. I'm supporting Wagner to pull off one of the biggest upsets we've ever seen. You know something about that since your team lost as a one seed. Wagner against North Carolina, which tips in about 15 minutes. We will keep you posted at our little sports desk.
Why you got to keep rubbing in old stuff?
Because
we won a championship the next year, too, right?
That's true.
As long as you say that, you gotta bring up the postscript.
You also lost by 107 points the other night. Should I include that as well? And then we've got St. Peter's playing later tonight. So the colors of my beard represent the two local teams. We have one final at the sports desk right now. Do you want to report on that final, Sean?
Yes. Tom Izzo, not ours from Digital. Tom Izzo, the Fighting Izzos. Michigan State has defeated Mississippi State.
That is correct.
71-53?
No, 60. You know what? I'll do the sports desk.
69-51.
69-51, Michigan State wins. They advance. Yeah. I'm one for one on my bracket, baby. How about you, Teak?
I am one for one as well on that one. That one was hard on the ticker that we're watching on TV because it was M-I-S-T, M-I-S-S-S-T.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
I was like, what the hell is going on up there?
Speaking of confusion, the Atlanta Braves are just a bunch of douches. They are playing the New York Yankees right now in a spring training game. And the Yankees have a young minor leaguer by the name of Jahmy Jones. He's a young second baseman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's at the plate. And he's facing the Atlanta Braves. Now, you may be saying, Evan, why are you bringing this up?
Yeah, why are you bringing this up,
The
Evan?
Atlanta Braves put a picture up on the scoreboard. Instead of Jahmy Jones, they put someone else. They put Zach Wilson.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. Who's this pretty little face with the name Jahmy Jones underneath?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely Zach Wilson. Why did they do that?
Because they're douches. I mean, why? Because they're the Atlanta Braves. They think that's a troll job. That's their joke.
Well, I don't get it.
They're trolling Zach Wilson.
Wait, Zach Wilson doesn't play baseball. They're just trying to say he's bad.
Sean, as a troller yourself, can you explain the troll to Tiki?
Yeah. So first of all, I want to make this declaration: bad troll, not a funny troll.
Bad troll.
But if I get inside, that's Atlanta poking fun at New Yorkers, going, look, you have some scrub batting. Here's another scrub that plays in your town.
Yeah, but how many? This is down in Florida.
How many fans in Florida are like,
oh, I get it. That's Zach Wilson.
That's why it's a crappy troll.
It's terrible.
It's a swing and a miss.
That makes no sense. It's not like it's in Atlanta or New York. That's just weird.
Also,
that's just
bad. That's have just the terrible. Balls to do it in the regular season versus the Mets.
Yeah,
not
I agree.
In spring training.
I agree. Don't do it in Atlanta. Not in Atlanta.
Way, what's the connection with the Jets and the Mets other than Evan Roberts?
Jet fans and Met fans both are from the same area and maybe the same people. Same thing with Jets and Yankees. There are Jet Yankee fans.
They exist. So, like, why the Yankees? It doesn't make sense.
I don't think they understand that New York is, like, mixed. They just think that we're all the same.
We're all one.
We're all just one. We all root for the same teams, which is the complete opposite. Anyhow, Shohei Ohtani played baseball earlier today. Major League Baseball said, no investigation, nothing's going on here, despite the fact that Shohei Ohtani's bank account wired $4.5 million to a man who runs an illegal sports book in the state of California. And the story about why that happened and how it happened has changed in the last 24 hours. We don't know the answer, but what we do know is things don't add up. And what we do know is Major League Baseball needs to investigate this quickly to find out what the hell is going on. Let's kick it off with Rick and Danbury. What's up, Rick?
Hi, guys.
What's up?
I've been like listening to the show for you know a while now, and I have a little different take on what's going on with this thing. And what it is that when this story broke, I said, "Wow, this is the second weird story that's come out about Ohtani." And the first story was that he got married.
Why is that a weird story?
Just because it was out of nowhere?
It came out of nowhere, and it was a secret. Like, I believe that all these stories, when something like this happened, the Ohtani camp knew that this was going to come out. And now there's this stuff. Someone knew about this before these stories break. They always do. And this is what I'm thinking is going on. There's something that Ohtani wouldn't want more to happen than even the fact that he's tied in with gambling. I believe that possibly he's got a romantic relationship
with this guy. Oh, my God. No, listen, is this what we're doing now? Are we just going to create fake stories about Shohei Ohtani?
Yeah.
I'm not creating fake stories.
That's pure gossip.
What I'm simply doing is asking questions. And if you're Major League Baseball, that's what you need to be doing. You need to find out how and why $4.5 million were transferred from Shohei Ohtani's bank account to this illegal sports book. That's what you need to find out. If you want to sit home and write fan fiction that none of this is true, it's a distraction from this, and then Shohei Ohtani slept with that, and then he did this, and that. Dude, follow this. Follow what's happening, and that's all we're all trying to do. We're following the unevenness of what's come out over the last 18 hours to try to figure out, where is this going? Is this going to Shohei Ohtani being a gambler? Does it go there? I don't know.
Which has not been implicated
yet. No, of course not.
We haven't gone there, but let's stay away from the speculative gossip.
Yeah, well, that's unrelated to any of this.
Right. Well, I get what he's saying, but there's no proof to that. Just because he got married out of nowhere. That's his business.
Yeah, it's strange that Ohtani got married. It's strange that he has a dog and nobody knew his name for 6 months. Really? Let's go to John in Caldwell, New Jersey. Hey, John.
Hey, Evan. Hey, Tiki.
What's up,
Tiki,
dude?
Before the break, you sounded like a good lawyer. You said something. He did do something illegal.
What's
he
that?
Committed wire fraud to an illegal gambling site. And you're from New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
If you know if guys did that from around here,
of course,
you're involved in a RICO case.
Right.
You're going to be brought up on charges.
That's a great point, John. 100% great point.
But, come on. We do know that he did commit a crime with wire fraud and going to an illegal site.
Well, John, it's interesting that you bring that up because, to me, Evan is making this case. The story changed.
Yeah.
I think the story changed because of what John is intimating.
Yes. That could be part of it.
Is that if Shohei Ohtani willingly sat with iPay and was, hey, you got these, you know what, I'll wire the money for you just to get you out of trouble. It's like, it's not like he can go get $4.5 million in cash.
Right.
I mean, so there's some way he could, but it's not like he can do that. I'll wire it for you. And as soon as his lawyers hear that story, they say this is a crime.
So wiring that money to this gentleman,
to an illegal sports book, is a crime.
That's already the crime if that's what happened without his knowledge.
That's Shohei's crime.
Or happened with his knowledge because he did it.
Right.
Yes.
If he did it with knowledge, knowing that iPay needed this money and he knowingly did it, then it's a crime and Shohei Ohtani is in trouble. If it's a massive theft by iPay, then Shohei is in theory cleared from
right because he's the victim, as you pointed out.
He's the victim,
but
in this
none
case.
Of us so know for, which so, one is the true story.
So, it, regardless of the gambling stuff, mm-hmm. like that's on a different side of this. The immediate issue for Shohei Ohtani is wiring himself $4.5 million to an illegal gambling.
Okay, let me ask you a question about this. So there is a rule in the CBA concerning baseball players and gambling, and the reason I bring it up is
21B3.
I want to read it to you and tell me if just that wiring is enough for a suspension. Hear me out on this.
Yes, go ahead.
Any player, umpire, club, or league official, or employee who places bets with illegal bookmakers or agents for illegal bookmakers shall be subject to such penalty as the commissioner deems appropriate.
Yes.
Even if the bet wasn't made, he sent money to a gambling ring.
So this is where the PA has a... Or whoever is defending Shohei. I'm going to assume it's the Major League Baseball Players Association. Or whoever is defending Shohei will say he didn't place a bet.
He just paid off.
Right. That specific language, which is, it's a loophole. Right. It's a hole in the language.
Right. You didn't place the bet, but you're paying off multiple bets.
But unless you place the bet, you are not subject to Rule 21B.
Right. So the rule Major League Baseball has, and we've talked about this in other sports.
In theory. It'll be argued both sides.
Here's a couple things. There's a difference between going on FanDuel and going to an illegal bookmaker.
Yeah.
Well, there's a huge, one well, is legal well, in 40 well, states, the other is not.
Well, the difference, and let's be clear, in California, what we do in New York and New Jersey is not legal.
Correct. He doesn't have the option to go to a
So it
website.
Could be a completely legitimate like, I don't know, table, whatever. But sports betting is not legal in California.
Right.
And now, so, therefore, any booking with a sports gambler is illegal. So it sounds like really illicit, but it might just be because there's not legal sports gambling in California.
In the state of New York where I live, there are still people, there are still plenty of people, I'm sure a few of them will call in today, that still place bets with bookmakers.
Yeah.
The reason they do that is because you get credit. You can bet on credit as opposed to putting your credit card in when you go to FanDuel.
Well,
you have to lay out the money that you gamble.
It's kind of the same thing. It's just not tied.
Right.
It's not tied to your
credit That's card. True. It is kind of the same thing. It's different, but it's the same. But there's also limits
right.
on your credit cards.
You're not protected by the federal government.
Right. And also, like FanDuel and DraftKings, they're going to have set limits where they're not going to let you put in $1 million to gamble.
Yes.
You go to an illegal bookmaker, it's possible they're going to let you run up a debt of $4.5 million. So people still do that here in New York and New Jersey, even if you have the option to go to a website. That is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
That is still illegal. So even if the state of California had legalized sports gambling, what Otani's interpreter did is still illegal.
Yes.
It doesn't matter that sports gambling is legal or illegal in the state of California. Because it's irrelevant because he went to an illegal bookmaker.
And I think that's how this came up in the first place. The bookmaker was being investigated.
Right.
And then Shohei Otani's name showed up.
Yeah.
And that's when it got tied back to iPay. So, what? And now we have this chaos.
Yes, we do. Let's go to Kevin and Comac. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, listen, Evan, I agree with what you said a little while ago. If this was coming out of Yankee Stadium, they would be investigating him full-blown. Like, it would be, you're suspended with pay until we finish our investigation. And part of this, too, is because Otani is also the international face of Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
And I think that has a – I think they're looking not to have so much egg on their face, but we all know if this was coming out of the Bronx, it would be
– I don't know – Kevin, I wasn't suggesting if this was coming out of the Bronx, they'd be investigating right now. What I was suggesting is, A, the media would be digging even harder than the soft-ass media of L.A. and Seoul, South Korea, where basically they're like, oh, I guess we can't ask any questions. Let's go home.
Yeah.
So, yes, the media treatment would be differently. And what I meant when I said, do you guys trust MLB, Yankee fans, was you saw how they investigated the Astros. You saw how things went down.
Yeah,
you have a lack of trust for them. So I don't think necessarily if Otani was a Yankee or a Met, they'd be suspending him right now. But here's where you are right, and this is the point you made at the end. He's an international star. He's the golden goose. In 1998, creatine was seen in Mark McGwire's locker. There were whispers and there were rumors about illegal steroid use, and they didn't do a damn thing because they, as in Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, were the golden gooses. They weren't going to touch it. They didn't touch it until they got embarrassed by the United States Congress 5-6 years later. Right now, Shohei Ohtani, it's not even close, is the biggest star in Major League Baseball, internationally, domestically. I don't think they are in any rush to investigate and maybe find something they don't want to find.
Hmm.
And you can't blame me or Kevin for having that distrust in the institution because they've shown us over the years we shouldn't trust them.
No, I mean, I'm not saying that they absolutely earned your trust, but at this point they're still waiting for like a crime or a violation of their law, and right now Otani hasn't been implicated in that.
Well,
the media reports are about iPay, and iPay, who was an employee of the Dodgers, was fired, right? So he, like, the punishment was handed down. So there's nothing to investigate until something else comes out.
No, I'll tell you a couple of other things that they need to investigate. iPay admitted he bet on sports. He admitted that. He said he bet on college football, the NBA, soccer, college basketball. I think were all the sports he mentioned that he bet on.
Right.
He left out baseball. He left it out. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't believe him for a second. When a guy gets in a $4.5 million of debt, you're telling me he's not going to bet on something he may have intimate knowledge of because he's in a locker room. What I would investigate is that.
Yeah.
Was an interpreter in a major league locker room betting on baseball, and dare I say, getting information to help him do so.
But we don't know he betted on baseball.
Based on him?
Based on him. Based on investigation.
So the guy who flip-flopped within 6 hours on how the $4.5 million went from a bank account to an illegal bookmaker, now we're trusting him? Oh, he never bet on baseball.
But I can almost explain away the flip-flop. Because the last thing you want is Shohei Ohtani being implicated in an actual crime.
And wouldn't betting on baseball do that? So why would you admit it?
Betting on baseball would subject Ohtani to suspension for a year, or if it was on his own team, for a lifetime.
No, I'm not implicating Ohtani. I'm saying if his interpreter was betting on baseball, you need to find out, did he get inside information? Who did he get it from? Who knew what when?
Yeah,
that's a scandal in its own right.
I hear you, and you're right. You're absolutely right. But I'm telling you that the way that the rule is written is it almost excuses that. Do you know what I mean? Because Ipe is he's fired, banned from baseball for life. Because that's what he was doing. Shohei Ohtani is not implicated in that, right? There's almost like a thin wall, even though you can see right through it. It's like a thin wall that's protecting Ohtani because Ohtani himself didn't make these bets. And in some ways, you can claim the purity of the game is still protected. I know it sounds fugazi, but that's exactly what's happening right now because of the way that the rule is written.
What could have happened, though, doesn't involve the rule. Getting inside information on the sport is not specifically the rule of, hey, did player bet on baseball?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about an interpreter with access to everybody in that room.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people there's a lot of people that have access.
I know that, but that's the problem baseball faces, the integrity of it. That can hurt the integrity of the game. When you have guys giving out that kind of information to him, and who knows what they know, that's why an investigation is needed.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the United States government wants to investigate everything. They want to look at everything. This needs to be investigated. I'm asking questions. I'm not telling you I know what happened. Mm-hmm. MLB needs to find out because some of these answers could be very detrimental to the sport. Let's go to Mike in Marine Park. How you doing, Mike?
I trust a zipper made of scalpels better than MLB to investigate this situation. There's a lot of conflict of interest with all the promotional sports betting now. That may be irrelevant, but I think what's going to happen in the end, he's going to be indirectly connected. He's going to get a little slap on the wrist for not being a little more cautious with this guy. But I heard that this guy made a $330 million bet right after the game to get back the money for that disastrous Yamamoto.
I was waiting for that. I was like, I knew this is a joke about Yamamoto. Now get to the punchline. Hey, Tiki.
Yes.
Remember when we all of us, not just me, midday show, morning show, overnight show, every show, Keith, everybody. Remember how we were drooling over Yoshinobu Yamamoto?
Yes, slobbering.
And remember how there was this one guy on WFAN, the football player, right? The guy who's like, oh, he doesn't know baseball. Remember that guy?
Yep.
Not Boomer. You. Kept saying, I don't think this guy's very good. And you started giving reasons after watching tape of him that he's overrated. You know that guy's got an ERA of 36 right now?
He got shelled in one inning. One inning, five runs. He did get a couple strikeouts. He got destroyed. It's going to take time.
We do need to be fair.
They paid him a ton of money.
It's one game.
It is one game. It was an odd South Korea game that made no sense to start the season on. I actually paid attention to game two.
I'm sure you did.
Game one, I was completely oblivious despite talking about it 2 days ago. But to this morning, I actually paid a little bit of attention to it.
Did you get a 5:30 a.m. alarm?
No, it was, honey, Yamamoto's on the hill?
It
was after I was awake, and I just kind of looked back at it.
That was my thing. So I wake up. I sit down on the toilet. That's how I've been consuming the opening week of baseball.
There's an image.
And I'm like, let me see what's going on here. Mm-hmm. And I see the Padres are up big, and I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And I rewind on my MLB app. And I got the Dodger version, too, which is fantastic. And I start hearing, what's his name? The national guy on Fox. He does the Dodgers.
Joe Davis.
Joe Davis was sad. Joe Davis did not want to talk about two things. I'll tell you that right now. He didn't want to talk about how much Yamamoto sucked, and he certainly didn't want to talk about his boy Ohtani. Mm. Wanted to leave those two things away. Let's talk about Fernando Tatis drilling home runs all over the place.
Did he give any, oh, no's? Oh, no, there it goes.
Nah, that was just me mocking. Oh, no, what happened? It's only one game, but I got to admit, that was fun. As I was going to the bathroom, and I was pressing that button to get the water, because I love it. I got a Toto toilet, right? That's my favorite part of the morning. I press the button, the water comes up, it's cleaning me, and I see his pitching line. I'm like, woo! Woo! That's pretty good. Oh, hey!
By the way, to speak of, I don't know how good the Dodgers are, they almost came back and won that game, too.
I know they did.
the deep.
The Padres had to break the game open in the top of the ninth inning against J.P. Farizen. No, whatever his name is.
Yes.
Yeah, to break this thing open. The question is, Tiki and Sean, they are now in my fantasy baseball league. They formed a team, and a little bit later on, we'll examine some of the potential team names for a fantasy team name for Tiki Barber and Sean Morash. Were you doing some scouting? Were you looking at, because our draft is on Sunday. Were you analyzing? Because I know one of the guys on the Padres is actually one of your keepers, Fernando Tatis.
Yeah, you tend not to overanalyze these things when teams still have to come back and play spring training games, Evan. So we're not going to overly look at these first two games.
It's a very good point. We will get to that coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.